October 21st, 2014. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. By now, it should be clear that all of Earth's woes are the direct result of the convolution of truth in hearts. Every conflict, every faction, is the result of untruth versus truth, evil versus good. What has caused this conflict is man's redefinition of sin and freedom, and the desire to pander to those who live in untruth. People's opinions have become more important than God's laws, Ten Commandments. In the midst of all of this confusion, I bring you this mission of holy love, which offers the solution to every trouble through the spiritual journey through the chambers of the United Hearts. Dear children, if you would concern yourselves with your own spiritual journey, the world situation would improve. The spirituality of every heart contributes to the spirituality of the whole world. No moment in time passes without tugging at God's mercy or inciting His justice. It is by each one's efforts change can come, but you must pray, my children. Pray that evil is recognized as evil. Pray that human life is valued as a gift from God. Pray that truth reigns in the hearts of leaders and that sin is clearly defined as sin. I, your mother, hold you in my heart. Allow me to protect you from the evil compromise of truth. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 6. Arrogance in redefining teachings and scripture. I have applied all this to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brethren, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. Another note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 through 4. For our appeal does not spring from error or uncleanness, nor is it made with guile. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please men, but to please God, who tests our hearts.